The bassist Edgar Meyer and the violinist Joshua Bell are the BSO's guests in tomorrow night's concert at the Shed, conducted by Michael Stern, which offers the world premiere of Meyer's own concerto for violin and double bass.
Meyer last appeared at Tanglewood in 2000. The premiere is an appropriate programming nod to Tanglewood founder and BSO music director, 1925 to 49, Serge Koussevitzky, himself a virtuoso bass player. Bell and Meyer have collaborated for many years in music ranging from bluegrass to classical.
In demand as both a performer and a composer, Edgar Meyer has formed a role in the music world unlike any other, hailed by The New Yorker as the most remarkable virtuoso in the relatively unchronicled history of his instrument. It is a pleasure to welcome Edgar Meyer to the roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you here. But we're here in 2000. You come here now, and tonight you're playing a work that you have written. Were you the player in mind in writing it?
Very much. There are very few pieces I've ever written that weren't for specific friends of mine, and I'm really my best friend. So
yeah.
I'm usually there.
and you know, do you write it to challenge yourself as both a composer and as a musician?
As a composer and an instrumentalist.
Yes.
The answer is yes. Although at age 51, sometimes the priority might be on challenging myself as a composer. Just making sure I can play the darn bass part.
There aren't that many opportunities, great opportunities for bass players in symphonic settings, are there? Or am I just naive?
There's virtually no repertoire for solo bass. There's none. There's no A-list kind of stuff. The pieces that are performed as, you know, where the bass is solo are typically composers that a violinist or pianist would not agree to put on their schedule.
Yeah. Mm. I remember one cut of Earl Scruggs playing with a bass player, just the banjo and the...
Quite rare.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So you're a proud academic, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you're referring to the fact that my students have had, the bass players that have been studying with Hal Robinson and myself have had a lot of success in auditions in the last 2 years. And so, yeah, I'm very proud. So.
And when they come to you and they say, hey, I'm going to be the principal bass player in Chicago, or I've just been accepted in Chicago.
I just go, praise the Lord.
You want them all working. You want them to have gigs.
And I think to myself, Alexander, I hope they don't have video of the things you were doing while you were at Curtis.
and Curtis is really supplying the great musicians around the world, aren't they?
They do as well as anybody. I mean, I'm proud to teach there. I mean, and my person that I share a studio with, Hal Robinson, we're very happy there. It's ironic because, you know, my own pitch to my own son is much more liberal arts, a little bit anti-conservatory, but at the end of the day, that's where the good players go, and I want to be where the good players are, so I'm there.
I just want to ask you about calluses. Do you get them on your hands as you're plunking away?
Moderate.
Uh-huh.
Would you call that a lot?
No.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
You can see the difference in the thumb here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. So do you have to do anything special with
your
hands?
You know, you take care of them. I will.
Are they insured?
No. I don't know what those emery boards and things like that, just to kind of keep the nails and stuff under wraps.
What is it? Give us a sense, because people, when they talk about the double bass, always talk about the unusual difficulty in playing the instrument. So for those of us that can't quite grasp what that means, what is so difficult? What makes it more difficult to
Start with the tension on the strings is large, not as tight as a piano string, but moving right on up there. And it varies in the string instruments. Interesting, like you mentioned, you play banjo. That's a very loose string.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fairly easy to press, whereas a mandolin is double-stringed and very tight. And so mandolin takes almost as much muscle as bass. Not a well-known fact.
Did Stradivarius make basses?
There's reports of it. I don't know the facts. There's certainly, you know, you'll get disagreement on the facts.
And how do you get them around?
Well,
do you buy a seat?
I'm the last guy that I know that keeps it in the cabin. My base I've had since 83, and it's a 1769 Gabrielli, and I'm very attached to it. And so I keep it with me. I've had the same travel agent since 85.
And what, do you buy the seat next to you and put it in the seat next to you?
I mean, actually buy three coach or two first.
Coach or two first.
And don't get on any small planes.
Remember where you heard it, folks.
Yeah.
Right here.
When you play tonight or tomorrow night with Joshua Bell in this world premiere, what has gone into that for the two of you? Have you worked together? Has there been a relationship between? I mean, obviously you have a friendship and you've worked together for a long time prior to this. But in this particular piece, for this particular performance, what has that relationship been like?
Well, I mean, I actually think that it's the prior relationship that is more significant. You know, Josh and I have known each other since we were 12 and 19, respectively. And
wow.
I feel like there are parts of each of us that have grown up around each other. I know that my own voice on the instrument is, you know, somehow partially learned from his. And so there's an easy meld. You know, if we get together, there's not a lot of conversation necessary. We pretty much know where we want things to go. And so that being said, I think we both knew what it would be before it was. And so I showed up in New York at the beginning of the week, and we just spent a couple days together. But it's I think the more significant thing is that we just simply have we're able to come very easily and quickly to a shared idea of what we want.
When did you complete the piece?
3 weeks ago.
And he saw it 3 weeks ago for the first
time? No, he had the second and third movement a couple months ago. When they were ready, or maybe a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. something like that. And the first movement was completed 3 weeks ago.
How many times through for a guy like that does it take to get it?
I don't know how much time he spent on his own. So, yeah, you know, in that sense, good. I don't know. Otherwise, it doesn't take many times through in a rehearsal. You know, and if it's not working, you immediately look to rewrite. I mean, this isn't really a situation with Josh and I where, you know, let's bang our heads for a couple months and see if we can get it there. It's like, well, that didn't work. We'll fix that. You know, and there's one spot that I think we felt that way about, and it was a pretty easy fix.
So I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. So 3 months ago you were working on this, and it was still all coming together.
Maybe 4 months even.
4 months ago. Okay. This brochure that I hold in my hand came out like 3 or 4 months ago. So that they had already commissioned and put it on the program.
That's just like going to church. It's an act of faith.
Okay. and so when you see it in print, there it is. I mean, that's music on deadline.
I mean, the truth of the matter is I actually ended up I canceled a couple concerts and didn't play the bass for about a month to finish the piece.
To get it done on time.
Yeah. Well, this was not on time, but to get it done.
To just get it done.
To get it done in a manner where there was some possibility of being able to play it.
Now, there you are in Nashville. You play the stand-up bass. The town is filled with, you know, guys with long-looking guitars that play bass. Have you ever done that too?
You know, I had a bass guitar when I was a kid. I think it was when I was in college is when the bass guitar started to come into its own, and there are a lot of great artists who picked it up, and I started to realize that, it was that they were going to do it better than I was going to do it. And, also my real second instrument is piano, and it's really a preferred second instrument because of the contrast to the double bass and what it can bring. You know, and for me also a doorway into classical music that I don't have from the bass.
But you do also banjo, violin, mandolin.
Well, not so much. I mean, I pick up a bunch of instruments, but more significantly, I think I spend a lot of time. Some of my best friends are some of the primary practitioners on those instruments. You know, I'm just talking to Sam Bush this morning, or, you know, I think I've spent the last, 30 years kind of in the bluegrass community with a very special set of friends, and we've played a lot of music together and also just shared a lot of life together in Nashville.
When you perform, you'll rehearse this today and tomorrow?
We rehearsed it yesterday, and then we'll rehearse it tomorrow. They're going to rehearse the Beethoven for tonight, today.
Today. And what was yesterday's rehearsal like? Did you like what you heard?
Mainly, there's a couple places that have not come together, and it's very scary, and we're doing it very quickly. And given the general level of remarkable, I kind of assume it'll all happen. If it was anybody else, I'd be a little more worried. But I think it looks to me like it's going to be amazing.
At what point, because there are all these different parts. There's the orchestra, there's the conductor, there's you, there's Joshua Bell. So you all have to get on that same page very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, Josh and I both know Michael. Josh, of course, knows the orchestra fairly well. I know the orchestra a little bit. A few people here and there, and of course, most of the bass section. But that's, the fact of the matter is, I don't mean to trivialize it, but that's what we do for a living.
Right.
Can I just pursue the your active participation with bluegrass,
right,
my favorite thing in the world,
yeah,
with writing classically? What's the crossover point?
Well, I think a lot of what I learned was things like just the simple, simple values of strong rhythm or of a strong melody, just to connect with people. And those things are always in the back of my mind when I'm involved in things that might be more abstract or more challenging in other ways. But and not to mention, specifics, but I think that the underlying values just of a strong rhythm and of a strong melody is something that pretty much sticks with me.
And you bring this into the rhyme and into other places, the classical?
I have, not as often, but sometimes.
Interesting. Great.
Well, it is going to be an exciting night tomorrow night. For more information on the concert and well as this incredible concerto for violin and double bass, which will be formed tomorrow night in the Shed, conducted by Michael Stern, who will be with us in just a little bit, as well as with violinist Joshua Bell, you can go to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Edgar Meyer, a great pleasure to have you on the program. We wish you all the luck in the world tomorrow night, and thank you so much for taking the time. I just thank you for taking the time out, because I know you must just be going nuts.
Thank you for having me on here.
A great appreciation. Yeah. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.